We flew around, had fun. I think offense and defense got each other better today.
Do you welcome the heat and humidity for OTAs?
You know what? That's good. That's getting us prepared, you know, for that hard training camp. So having days like this where it's hot, muggy, and you have a lot of reps, it's going to get you prepared for, you know, that next step.
How much can you really compete in OTAs?
Oh, man. You can compete a lot. You know, obviously we're not in pads, so we can't hit. We have to take care of each other. But, I mean, knowing your assignment is very important, finishing the play, knowing who you have. So it's all about competing.
Dexter, how does the dynamic change when the vets and the rookies are on the field together?
I can tell you one thing. We have to get them to speed real fast, you know, because we have a lot of reps, so we need the extra help. But having them out there, you know, them learning from us, them coming to ask us questions, you know, it's going to force us to know what we have to do, you know, in order to help them out. So it's fun, you know, being out there together right now.
You notice they want to prove themselves pretty quickly to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, you have to. Coming in, you know, I know you're nervous, but then again, you want to go out there and do the best that you can. So I think we have a good group of guys, and we're welcoming everything, and we definitely see that they're hungry.
How much learning and how much teaching are you doing?
Oh, man, it's nonstop learning. This is a big playbook, a short amount of time, so we really have to know what we're doing, you know. And like I said, going back to those rookies coming to ask us what we have, it forces us to think about it and stay on top of our game.
You mentioned the playbook. How do you see it kind of going on in the install right now out on the field?
It's always better getting out on the field and actually seeing a moving object, you know, seeing who you have to block. You know, you can sit in the classroom all day, and that's where it starts, in there. But going out there is nothing like going out there and actually physically seeing it and doing it.
Is it progressing since, you know, the last little mini camp?
Yeah, most definitely. I would say from the first mini camp, you know, it was a little bit of freestyling, but right now we definitely know what we're doing.
Jake got to work in the team sessions today. What did you see from your quarterback?
Oh, man, it starts with him. He's a leader. You know, I saw a guy out there that knows what he's doing, that threw the ball around well, and, you know, he rallied his troops.
How many more, I guess, steps can you take when you actually have the starting quarterback out there running through those sessions?
That's big time. You know, you have the starter out there. You have the guy that, you know, that's going to take that huddle every time, that's going to call the plays, that's going to be that leader. So starting off now, having him here, you know, it's a plus for us.
Dexter, how impressed are you that he's sort of ahead of schedule?
I mean, it impressed me a lot. You know, being ahead of schedule, you know, like I said, it helps the whole team out. It helps him out. So, you know, I just kudos to him for working hard and getting back.
What does it say about him that he wanted to make it back early?
He's hungry. He's definitely hungry. He wants to get out there. He worked hard to get back on the field, and I think he's going to work hard to stay on the field.
Dexter, you kind of take it upon yourself to help set the tone amongst the running backs? I mean, I know you're a new guy.
Yeah, definitely a new guy, you know, but going into year five in the league, you know, I can finally say I'm a veteran, you know, a little bit. So going out there, I usually try to lead by example, you know, going out there, finishing runs, having fun. And just when you're having fun, time flies by. When time flies by, you're off the field.
When you're out there, you know, with your group of guys, obviously Sean is not out there and won't be out there for a while. Does that stink kind of looking over there and seeing him?
Yeah, but you know what? Having him out, we know he's going to come back, you know, great. And it's good to have him on the sideline. You know, maybe he saw something that we didn't see, so I can go back and, hey, did you see that? And we can, you know, correspond like that. So he's still out there with us, and just his presence alone is pretty good for us.
Dexter, you're pretty comfortable, I guess, with the offense and where you guys are now. You've been here for a couple months.
Yeah, where we are right now compared to, you know, that first mini camp we have, you can definitely see the improvement. It can only get better from there, but it's all about us knowing what the plays are, going into the playbook and learning and keep going up.